I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you're out running your errands on a weekend morning and you're getting ready to relax a little bit and create a little grill envy in your backyard, man, from your neighborhood, because it's grilling season. And Bob, is the pool open yet?
Why you got to stress me out?
Oh, it's not? Oh, mine is.
And I'm trying to bark before I pop that cover, because the minute you pop the cover, you got to have the pumps going and the sanitization and everything, because with what's going on this year, you're going to go green quick. I talked to my buddy at Pool Guy, and he said, make sure you go really fast because things are going green quick this year.
Yeah. Well, a lot of heat, a lot of sunshine. Ours is up and running. You know, it took the normal several hundred dollars to get it from winter to ready, but we're ready. We've had three or four parties already. Parties, I say, you know, everybody comes
get
over.
Get-togethers.
Yeah. We've got...
I don't think you should call them parties anymore because it's just a gathering place.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying something new this year. It's actually today, later today, our next door neighbor, they have three little kids, like maybe 10, 7, and 5. And the 7-year-old, her birthday is next week, and we're letting her host her little friend's birthday party at the pool. And her parents will be there, and there'll be several other parents, but they're just an hour.
Nice.
All they're doing is just an hour, but she came over to swim in this hot weather.
Nice.
And we were just talking to them, and we decided to do that. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it'll be a lot of fun. The pools are to use, man.
Yeah.
If they're not used, they get dirty quicker than if they are used. They're stirred up and the filters are working and everything's
good. I'm wondering
good.
How that works with those two big dogs back there.
You know what? My dogs are spastic for about 3 minutes and then they settle right down. You don't even know they're there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when somebody walks in, that's when they get
well,
up.
And the redhead loves me.
Yeah.
She...
Yeah.
Absolutely wants to tear my skin and everything off me when I get there. She can't help herself. And I want to pay attention to her, but I'm normally swapping equipment out or
right.
trying to run and go, come and go.
Right.
And she always have to do that little sack tap thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like right about the time your wife walks out and yeah. I'm like bent over screaming like a little girl. And I'm like,
well, that was the one thing you never want to do is teach your dog to shake. Because a tall dog. Right? Because the paw does whack you in the wrong spot.
Absolutely. Let's talk about styles of cook and numbers right. of food and beverages. You do have to plan on your numbers. And there again, if you have a good spouse or partner that is a planner, or if you're that planner and you can just break everything down, because there's a certain amount of physical work to be done and staging and logistics. So you can't do everything. You got to have help. You have to delegate out your
no
tasks.
No question. And think about the I think one that gets missed is the serving platters and the serving utensils for the amount of food that you're going to be producing.
Yeah.
Right?
Platters is a big one.
Right.
They stack up.
Right.
You can have 10 or 2.
Right.
It's up to you.
Right. 10 is generally better than 2 because if you drop one or someone,
you
know, whatever.
You got raw fish on one.
Right.
You know, you got some little kids playing around on it or all those little mishaps. Another good thing, we were talking about sanitation earlier and having that little clean station, sanitization. At Gordon's, they sell these, they look like baby wipes, but they're food sanitation wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Pull them out of the bucket, you pull one at a time. And even if somebody washed something up, you look at the crummy job one of your kids did or somebody did washing some stuff up, you just wipe them down before you use them because it's so easy to be a little safer.
Right, and it's much better to be safer. Nobody goes home from the party not feeling well the next day.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do. That's the party that keeps on giving.
Pinned to the can.
Right, yeah, no way. not doing it. So, you know what? This is a season. Big Weed, one of my buddies,
if I had a name like that, I'd be your buddy too.
Right. This was Big Weed before weed was cool. But he's up at Houghton Lake, and I saw pictures of him holding a couple like 20-inch walleyes, one in each hand. And he wrote, my favorite deep fried walleye. That was his comment on his picture with him holding these two nice fish. But that's one that if you bring that to the park, a deep fryer, I'm wanting to put almost like, you know, security
fence.
Tape. Around that thing,
yep.
Because oil burns and keeps burning when it's on your skin.
Yeah.
You do not want to have anybody get in contact with that hot oil. That'll ruin a party.
I don't know that too many people will really deep fry at those kind of parties anyway. Well, if you're having a fish fry, it's typically in your backyard. I don't see people schlepping that stuff around whole lot.
All depends who you are, and you know, if you got Uncle Chaz who catches fish all night or all winter, and he brings you the fish to the fish fry. I don't know, it could happen. Yeah, right. But you know, people love fresh fried fish. Say that three times fast.
I want to taste that walleye you're talking about. You're talking Houghton Lake,
right?
Early season walleye,
right? And I've got
it's got to be good.
You know, I love you guys, so I'll mention this. Nobody on the air knows where I live. Hopefully, none of my friends are listening. But I've got about 40 pounds of walleye in my freezer from when I went down in April. And we're gonna have a walleye fry. And
you will be
invited.
I'll get there early so Red can get her jiggy down.
Right, yeah, right. But no, we're gonna have that. And I do those around the. I got a special little grilling area I built for that. So when the oil is away from the pool and away from the people,
I just figured out a great way to handle your dog. Just going to start wearing a cup.
Yeah, right. There you go. You know what would stop it? Because my wife does this when she gets a little aggressive. We just got a squirt bottle of water.
Oh.
And just go right in her face, and she stops instantly.
My daughter trained her dog with a little can of air. It's these things they sell to
clean your computer just hold or something.
You can hold any can up to Cleo, and she'll look at it, and she'll just cower and walk away.
Right, yeah.
It's Spam, honey. Yeah. It's Pam.
Yeah. So where are we? I don't even know. Conrad, how much time do we have left? We got
prepping,
3 minutes.
Prepping, and what degree is your food ready to throw? Run and gun.
There you go.
And I think if you're going to a picnic, you want to have as much fun as possible. You don't want to cut into your fun time too much. So I'm saying you're totally ready to roll, and you run and gun. But if you're out at a family sleepover, like we're renting condos for Alex's wedding this fall and all this stuff, you know, then you're going to have a lot more prep stuff going on and all that. So it's different in all scenarios. So if you're just showing up for the day, have everything ready.
Right.
And all prep. And bring a gas grill so you're not messing around.
Right.
Or unless they have the little charcoal grills in the park, grab a couple of those.
I'm always concerned with cleanliness with the grates that's been sitting out there in the weather. Bird sits on the edge of it. Whatever, you get the picture.
You build your fire up good and hot. You put that grate down in about 30 seconds. Any sense of bacteria is on its way to heaven.
The last guy's junk that was left on it that used it. So maybe, I know you don't like cooking on tin foil.
So, no.
But get it hot and clean it with tin foil.
You grab a wad of tin foil and you just rub it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And it'll clean up a little bit better. But I'm pretty picky about public equipment, put it that way. Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Anyway. But I have not died from any of it.
No,
so
nobody will.
I'm still.
Nobody will. Get it hot and bacteria goes away.
And make sure you hit Old World Olive Company and get some oil before you go.
I'm out.
And balsamics.
I do too.
Yeah. I notice I go through a lot more oil than I do balsamics.
Tons more.
Isn't that funny?
Because you lube with it and everything so it doesn't stick to the grill.
Leave it alone, Conrad.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus.
He's just shaking
his
head over there.
He's dying to jump in on that.
The mute button not working over there today?
No, it's working just fine.
You say lube and he goes off into space.
Eyes rolled, threw his head back. Almost got a little grin on his face.
I was thinking about Job talking about that three-prong pizza oven.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that if it's only got three legs, is it kind of tilty? You know,
not at all, man. You could stand on the top
like
of that
thing. Sounds like something George Jetson would have when you see the three legs. I don't know what it is.
It looks like Invasion of the.
Yeah, Independence Day. It's that thing.
Okay, but see the little firebox underneath it. That's what I'm talking about. It goes up in there.
That's
and
where you put.
Turn.
So it's got like a Weber kettle has the bucket under it. You can put charcoal or gas in it.
Wood or that gas burner, exactly.
Just throw some gas in it.
It says only $4.99. You paid $700. Well, you must have put that on sale after you bought it.
Yeah,
at Garrett's.
Well, there's some things on that table.
Keep a guy in the parking lot. Oh, Randy's coming.
Yeah. No, they
switch tags.
Garrett's did me right. There were some accessories that were purchased with it, so.
All right, we got to wrap up this show.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah,
what a shame.
Was this a show?
We were just having fun.
Was this a show?
Hey, don't forget to hit the grillingguys.com and look to the right side. Check out all our sponsors. Go to mypillow.com. Use barbecue for your code. BBQ as your code. Any of those sponsor links on the right side, when you click on them, they're going to bring you to their current sale page. So there's also a headset at the top. You can get the podcast sent to your phone. Every week you can listen to us.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to The Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week. Be safe in your backyard. See ya.